when six-time Super Bowl-winning coach Bill Belichick offered Paul Rabil a chance to try out for the New England Patriots, Rabil made a decision that would define his life. He declined. Instead of pursuing football's financial security, he committed fully to lacrosse, a sport with minimal professional opportunities where players often needed second jobs to survive. This wasn't about money. It was about becoming the greatest ever in his chosen field. This pivotal choice led him to not only dominate the sport, but eventually revolutionize it by founding the Premier Lacrosse League. What makes someone choose the harder path toward mastery when easier options exist? The champion's mindset isn't just about athletic achievement. It's about the relentless pursuit of excellence in any domain, a philosophy that has made Rabil's methodology required reading among elite athletes like Travis Kelce and Steph Curry, as well as CEOs building high-performance teams. Amateur derives from Latin, meaning lover of, someone pursuing an activity purely from passion. This foundation stage is vital for discovering what you'll eventually dedicate yourself to completely. For Rabil, everything changed at a high school lacrosse camp when coach Tony Seaman offered a simple formula: shoot 100 shots every day without exception. 14-year-old Rabil took this advice literally, practicing daily for 20 years. This discipline transformed him from an awkward beginner into a scholarship athlete with numerous university offers. At 12, Rabil completely missed his first shot, with the ball going backward where his defender scored instead. Despite this embarrassing start, he persevered. Within weeks, he scored his first goal, led his county in goals by freshman year, and became a top three national recruit by senior year. This story demonstrates that beginnings don't matter. Commitment, improvement, and renewed passion do. What separates champions is their willingness to continue despite initial failures. Most people avoid ambitious goals due to fear of commitment and potential disappointment. Yet even though Rabil missed many lofty targets, he achieved far more than expected. If you don't set ambitious goals, you won't achieve ambitious things. And even falling short distinguishes you from those who never tried. Rabil discovered that interest dramatically improves memory. He easily recalled sports statistics while struggling with other subjects. Research confirms this. Interest enhances memory regardless of education level or age. Even poor readers perform as well as good readers when reading about topics they care about. When Jerry Seinfeld told Howard Stern he constantly works on comedy material, Stern called it torturous. Seinfeld replied, "Your blessing in life is when you find the torture you're comfortable with. True blessing is what others might consider hard work but energizes you." Starting your day with small wins creates momentum. Morning victories become gateway habits with positive cascading effects. Despite being known for long-range shooting, Steph Curry always begins practice close to the basket, focusing on fundamentals. Similarly, Rabil spent 20 years beginning shooting workouts just 5 yards from the goal before gradually moving outward. Nike co-founder Phil Knight once asked runners to remain standing based on their weekly commitment. To those few still standing at the end, he said, "We're the ones standing under the lamppost, out there in the cold and wet with you, cheering you on." How many of us will maintain that level of commitment regardless of circumstances? John Wooden, despite being only 5'10 with average physical attributes, distinguished between controllable and uncontrollable factors early on. By focusing intensely on improving his conditioning, ball handling, and shooting, he became a 3-time All-American at Purdue. This philosophy, concentrating solely on what's within your control, later led UCLA to 10 NCAA championships in 12 years under his coaching. When 12-year-old Kobe Bryant didn't score during an entire 25-game season, he maintained focus through a simple approach. Monday, get better. Tuesday, get better. Wednesday, get better. This patient consistency ultimately transformed him into a legend. Seth Godin requested a hookless fly during a fishing lesson to focus entirely on technique while his friends anxiously tried to catch fish. Similarly, Paul Rabil improved his left-handed lacrosse shot by practicing without a ball first, eliminating outcome concerns to perfect his form. Rather than fixating on results like making teams or scoring goals, the key is to concentrate on effort, technique, character development, and problem solving. Performance psychologist Jim Lohr discovered that our private voice can either support or sabotage performance, with negative thoughts typically emerging after mistakes. The solution is preparing positive alternatives in advance. Replace "my serve is terrible today" with "I always get my serve back on track." This redirection can transform performance during momentum shifts. Despite pressure to specialize early, Rabil's background in multiple sports enhanced his lacrosse skills while single-sport teammates plateaued. Research showed that 2014 German World Cup winners engaged more in unstructured play and diverse sports during adolescence than less successful players. When mistakes happen despite preparation, Coach Dean Smith taught players to recognize it, admit it, learn from it, and forget it. Most skip admission, perceiving it as weakness. Without admission, there's no learning. Without learning, no forgetting. Without forgetting, no making the next best play. When Rabil was drafted first overall in the 2008 Major League Lacrosse Draft, his rookie wage was just $6,000. Despite being the best player in the country, he had to live with his parents and work a day job to survive. At this crossroads, he bet on himself rather than pursue another career path. This was when he truly turned pro. Not when he was drafted, but when he committed to making his craft his sole priority. Turning pro isn't about contracts, it's about deciding to go all in. Even at the pinnacle of success, daily discipline remains essential. Whether you're the best player on the team, in the country, or in the world, 100 shots. The professional understands that success is merely a byproduct of the work, not the end of it. A true champion's impact extends beyond statistics to their influence on teammates, community, and field. Champions make sacrifices, fight for what's right, and use their platform for positive change. Many legendary athletes find meaningful second careers after retirement. Lou Gehrig became New York City Parole Commissioner. David Robinson established the Carver Academy for underprivileged children. Kobe Bryant won an Academy Award, wrote books, granted Make-A-Wish requests, and founded Mamba Sports Academy to empower future generations. The first mountain represents individual goals and personal success, while the second mountain shifts to service, community, and causes larger than oneself. Those making this transition find deeper fulfillment and create enduring legacies. Excellence isn't about natural talent, but choosing mastery daily when mediocrity would be easier. It means embracing worthwhile challenges, controlling what you can, and using your platform to elevate others. The champion's way remains consistent. Commit fully, practice relentlessly, and give back to something greater than yourself.